dangerous. I want to know who wrote the theme song to Rockline and who's playing on it. It's a hot happening theme song. Joe Piscopo in for BC on Rockline. I'll tell you what, we have got some guys from the Alarm here. We are so excited that they're here. Mike Peters and Nigel Twist. Michael and Nigel, Nigel, you want to be called the Twist? Is this what we're
people
having?
People normally call me Twist.
Twist.
Yes.
Can I? May I?
You may.
Michael Twist. Welcome to Rockline.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's great having you guys here. You know, the concert at UCLA this past weekend was so happening. I went to go. I got to tell you a story. They gave me a pass here at Rockline.
I'm Joe Piscopo. I'm going to see the Alarm, this hot, this wonderful group, right?
So I go to go backstage with the pass, and some large man says to me, "You can't step back here." My girlfriend said, "But he's Joe Piscopo." "We don't care. You can't step back here." So it was neat. I went out in the crowd, man, which was even better. And it was wild, and it was just great. Did you have fun doing the UCLA concert?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was amazing, yeah.
Yeah, Californians are friendly, yes?
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
And what was that camera? They had a big camera. If you got to see the concert, what's that called?
You're thinking the Lumacrane.
Lumacrane, yes, it is.
It's a camera on the end of a big boom. You can swing in everywhere on the stage.
And Michael, it was like behind your ear, like the whole time, twisting and turning.
That's right.
It didn't bother you at all?
Well, I didn't notice it if it was behind me.
You just didn't see it. It was great, and thanks for coming on Rocklight. Let me just ask a quick question, because I read something where it said the origins of the Alarm are probably best left shrouded in the mists of time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm reading this thing going, what does this mean? I mean, where did the Alarm really get their start?
Well, we've known each other for years, and we come from a little town called Rhyl in North Wales. So there's a lot of things going on that would probably take about five, or as long as we've lived to tell the story, it would take.
Is that right?
So it's best left unsaid.
Okay, we'll leave it a mystery now. If you want to talk to Mike Peters and Nigel Twist, or the Twist as we know him here on Rockline, babe, you can call Rockline in the U.S., 1-800-222-ROCK. In Canada, 1-800-344-ROCK. Right now, we're going to listen to a cut from the LP Strength, which is a spectacular LP. This is the Spirit of 76. All right, the Alarm, Spirit of 76 from the LP Strength, and in the studio, live on Rockline, you got Joe Piscopo, and you got Mike Peters and Nigel Twist of the Alarm. Guys, can I ask you an obvious question? I know you've been asked a thousand times, but a Springsteen influence in that song, no? Yes? Shut up, Joe, go to the phones. What? It sounds, you know, it's like...
Key phones.
not at all?
Well, I think I personally think Springsteen's great, you know, we saw
it's
him live.
It's a diplomatic answer, ladies and gentlemen.
yeah, it is a diplomatic answer. But I thought it was more like 68 Guns Part 2 than anything Springsteen's in, but never mind.
All right, Michael, let's go to the phones here, guys. We're going to take a call from Glenn right here in Los Angeles, and they listen to Rockline. Glenn listens to Rockline on 95.5 KLOS. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing? You got a question for Mike or Nigel?
Yeah, sure do. First of all, I'd like to say I saw the UCLA show. I'm like a true fan now. I never really heard of you guys, but you are one great fan.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Thank you.
All right, and now that you guys have achieved like some form of success, I mean, you've definitely gotten a lot better, or not better, but more success than your last album. What do you think you guys can most attribute it to? Is it like your musically writing, or is it your performing, or is it just publicity, you think?
I think a lot of it is just down to the growth of the band musically and the dedication we've shown in the live shows. We've played live right across America now, and we've played an awful lot of shows everywhere in the world. And people have just kept coming to see the band, and people believe in the group and believe in the things we say. And the word has just spread on the band. People have taken our records, and after they've seen us live, like Joe's done here, he saw us live the other night, and like you've done yourself. You saw the TV show, you're not going to keep quiet about it. You're going to phone up on Rockline, or you're going to go and tell your friends, "Oh, I saw a great band called The Alarm." You've got to go and see them next time they're in town. And then more people will come, and that's been the main factor in the success of the band.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Glenn. It was a great concert, man. I was there digging every minute of it. Let's go to the phones again. Tony in Toronto, listening to Rockline on Q107. Do you have a question for Mike or Twist?
Mike Twist. Baby, how you doing?
Hello, hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Great. Let's see. All right, you guys get compared to U2, right? Like, by association, you guys have similar style and content, and the following is similar. I was curious if you guys have any kind of influence from U2 or derive any influence from them.
We've just been great friends with U2. We met them about 4 years ago in 1981. And I think the only influence we've really taken of them is the same kind of dedication, not just towards our music, but towards our audience as well.
Okay, Tony?
All right, yeah. Who do they consider their influences? Who do you guys consider actually where you got your kind of music from? Where are your influences?
I think actually we're all just fans of music. And, you know, we've lived through a lot of different styles of music, and we've got a lot of different likes and dislikes. And you obviously can't help taking from those areas, all those different areas. And I think we just react to what's happening generally, you know, in our lives, and we use that to express ourselves on stage musically.
All right, great answer. My goodness, these guys. That's a great answer. The Twist and Mike Peters from The Alarm. And right now, listen, let me give you the phone numbers for Rockline here. US, in the United States, 1-800-222-ROCK, and in Canada, 1-800-344-ROCK. It's Rockline, Joe Piscopo in for BC, and right now we're going to play a great cut, the new single from The Alarm, from the LP Strength. This is Absolute Reality. All right, The Alarm on Rockline. That's Absolute Reality, a new single from the LP Strength. We're with Mike Peters and The Twist from The Alarm. And guys, again, it's great having you here. We're going to go right to the telephones. Cool?
Okay,
it's happening. Let's go to Spartanburg, South Carolina. Christy is listening to Rockline on 95.7 The Rock in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Michael or The Twist?
I have a question for both of them, actually. But first of all, I want to tell them that I've been great fans ever since their EP. And that I got to see them when they opened for The Pretenders in Atlanta at the Fox.
Oh, great.
Their rendition of Knocking on Heaven's Door was fantastic. But I have two questions. One is, when will you be coming out east again?
Well, we start some tour dates again this Saturday. We start in New Hampshire and be working our way right across the country again. So hopefully we'll be coming out your way very shortly. And if we don't, that's part of the reason why we did this live show last Saturday at UCLA, so everybody who's into the band could get to see us sometime during this year.
Christy, do you have another question for the guys?
Yes. I kind of noticed on your first couple of albums that your direction was more in a group, directed to groups, and it was kind of socio-political. And now on your new album, it seems to be more personal, directed to the individual. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, I think that if you go on about a subject too much, you can cheapen the subject and defuse the initial intention behind it. And I think it's always important to move on and tackle new subjects. And I did try with the new album Strength to take the same ideas of that were expressed, collective ideas of declaration, and show how they affected the individual with in everyday life.
Thank you, Christy, for calling. Michael, you were influenced by punk music, which is kind of interesting to me because, I don't know, some of us didn't take it that seriously, but you really did find an influence in that in Liverpool?
Yeah, right. We used to go over to Liverpool to see all the new bands, and there we saw it firsthand before it became a joke. It did come to America as something like out of a satire program. It did. It was Sid Vicious and spitting and drugs and violence and no future. But in Britain, it gave young people a big kick up the backside, and it made us realise we could do a lot of things for ourselves without waiting for people to give us a handout. You know, it did give us the initial spur to start a band.
Wow, that's neat. Okay, let's go to another phone call. We're going to talk with Wendy from Fort Lauderdale, and she's listening to Rockline on WSHE in Miami. Hi, Wendy.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Wendy.
I just want to say I'm like have to be your biggest fan of all time, and I've listened to you for at least 5-6 years, and I think you have your own style, and I don't compare you with anybody else, and I believe you finally have the recognition that you well deserve.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Wendy. That's great to hear that, and I go hearted all the way with you there.
This is so important. Okay, now I have a question here. Now, going through your albums and things, I noticed that the band produced your EP. How come you didn't continue with the band producing your other album?
Well, we didn't actually produce the EP, not all of it. We helped produce the track Marching On, and the live tracks were recorded by Steve Tannett, and we did those live at the first time we ever headlined the Marquee Club, and The Stand was recorded by Mick Glossop. But we have tried to continue producing ourselves live. I don't know if you follow back through our B-sides, you'll see, notice that most of the B-sides were produced by the Suicide Squad. And the Suicide Squad is us four under a pseudonym. So we have continued to do that, and we're getting better and better all the time. If you follow each single, you notice the production of the B-side gets better with each one. So one day, hopefully, we'll be good enough to produce our own album.
All right, Wendy, thanks for calling Rockline. Goodbye. She's faded out somewhere. Wendy's out somewhere. All right, if you want to talk with Mike Peters and the twist of the alarm, you can call Rockline in the U.S. 1-800-222-ROCK and in Canada 1-800-344-ROCK. I'm looking on the other side of the glass and my pal Danny DeVito is standing by. We're going to still talk with Michael. We're going to talk with the twist from the alarm, and we're very excited about that. Danny's making funny faces at us, and we'll talk with him in just a little while. You're listening to Rockline. Glow on Rockline. In for BC, we have Mike Peters and the twist from the alarm. We're going to be taking phone calls from you so you could personally talk to the guys right now. We're going to listen to the title track from their latest album, Strength. Michael Peters and the twist are with us here on Rockline. Joe Piscopo in for BC. Michael, the twist, I just had a question. When I heard that song, man, it's so wonderful in concert. Do you write thinking, wait, this will sound wonderful in concert? Because the way that song just comes on so strong.
It's funny you say that, actually, because this song actually developed during one of our last English tours. Yeah. And we got it together, actually, probably in a few sound checks, you know what I mean? And the feeling off the stage while we were playing it, you know, created how the songs feel.
I remember one concert in particular, we'd halfway got the song going, and we played in Newcastle up on Tyneside in the northeast of England. It was an incredible concert. I remember going to bed after the gig in the hotel, and then sort of lying there thinking, getting this song in my head, and I ran down in my underpants to the van. If there's any fans outside now, they should be here now, and they're getting my guitar out of the van, and they're back upstairs, getting me love.
I heard that. You said you were like, you're like the worst roommate in the world. Up in the middle of the night, grabbing a guitar.
Yeah.
Great song and a great album. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to go to my home state of New Jersey, guys. You've heard of New Jersey?
We have.
Yes, of course.
Now we know where the Bruce Springsteen question came.
That's it. We're going to talk with Adam from Margate, New Jersey. He's listening to a station I actually applied for a job at, and they turned me down, so who cares? I'm on national radio now, okay? Adam is listening to 104 MGM in Atlantic Beach, New Jersey. Hiya, Adam.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Adam.
Yeah, around the time of the last New York Marathon, I heard you ran in it. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How'd you do? Like, what place did you come in?
I think I came in about 13,000th.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
15 weeks and 5 minutes.
I did. I crossed the line. I did 5 hours. I was hoping to do it in 3.5 to 4, but I'd only got in to New York the day before, so I was a bit jet-lagged and I wasn't quite used to the heat, so I was quite pleased to finish, I think.
That's the funniest thing is the guy with one leg beating.
Yeah.
No.
Really, honestly,
no, that really happened?
Really? Honestly, truly.
He has an ego booster.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Thanks.
Run, like when you're touring, practice.
Well, I was lucky enough to carry most of my training during the time we were recording the album. And luckily enough, the marathon started just before the tour. Obviously, while I'm on tour, I can't do the kind of training that you need to do. You need to do sometimes 12 up to 18 miles a day training for a marathon, but I try to keep myself fit by staying in hotels where they got fitness rooms and things like that.
Wow.
Adam's called the bar.
Yeah, I was going to say anything. Adam, thanks for calling, and give New Jersey my regards.
Adam.
And we're going to go right to Blacksburg, Virginia. Kristen is listening to Rockline on Rock 105 WVVV. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
You got a question for Michael or the twist?
Huh?
You have a question for the guys?
Yeah, I got a question. I'd like to know, what do you find the best part of being a musician or performer is? What direction will your next album take?
Two questions in one, eh? No, the best bit about being in a band is actually walking out on the stage and hearing the people that get behind the band, and that moment is incredible. And when people say to us, how do we keep going night after night and month after month, that is the reason. To walk out on that stage and hear the applause is an incredible thing.
Wow. Okay, Kristen, thanks for calling.
Okay, Kristen.
Goodbye. Hey, guys, I tell you, we're running short on time. I could talk to you for hours. I have become such a fan of The Alarm and Twist and Mike Peters. It's so nice to have you here. I did want to ask you one thing, and forgive me if you've been asked this before, but I read somewhere Did you guys really get pulled over by like a state trooper in Massachusetts? This is true.
And, That's right.
And you were like, you had to fly to London to do a television.
That's it. Yeah. What had happened was we disappeared from sight for about 2 days because we
lost in the desert.
We were traveling from, I think it was from Detroit to Boston. And on the way, our truck—we were traveling in a minibus, and it broke down inside. We thought, "Oh, at least it's at Howard Johnson's," but we couldn't. It was closed, so we were stuck there for 2 days without any phones. And we finally got the thing going, and we were trying to make up time. So we were driving as fast as we could down the highway, and the police pulled us over. And we thought, "Oh no, we're going to get a ticket here!" But instead, they gave us a telegram saying, "Phone home quick. You're on Top of the Pops."
So it was a television show.
Yeah, that's right.
So we flew back and did Top of the Pops, and came back and carried on with the tour.
Wow. Well, I tell you, Michael the Twist Man, if I'm ever on the show again, please come back and let's chat. There's so much more to talk about. The courtesy you show to your fans on stage and here, even on the radio, is just something to be admired. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Mike Peters and the Twist from The Alarm. Their album is called Strength. It is wonderful. And you're listening to Joe Piscopo in for.